Hi, this is Brian Knowlton with the Busy Appraiser Podcast. This is the second episode and the first of the new year, so Happy New Year 2011. Today I'm just going to go over, have a quick little podcast. I've been searching for a really good cell phone headset with a noise-canceling microphone, and I've purchased a number of them and just have not found anything that sounds better than the stock microphone. But, you know, due to the hands-free law, if I, you know, I'm driving around with my phone in my hand, that's even more dangerous than even doing this podcast while I'm driving around. So, not going to do that. So right now, hopefully the audio is decent. I have my phone on my lap, and I just wanted to put something out there because I could see that some appraisers have already downloaded the Busy Appraiser podcast, and I'd hate to just let no updates go up there. So for the 2011 appraisal year, you need to get started doing your marketing. If you don't have a good list yet of appraisal management companies, you really need to get a good list. In my opinion, of course, our appraiser list is the best out there. This 2011 update has over 300 appraisal management companies. And now the top 40 companies on the list are the companies that send me the bulk of all my appraisal work. These are usually the best national appraisal management companies to work for because they have realistic turn times, they pay their appraisers well, and work's available since they're primarily servicing the primary lenders. So get a good list. If you have time to spare, you could pretty much get any list and go through the whole thing, and eventually you'll get some work. But if you need work now, you know, get my list, sign up to at least the first 40 right away, follow up to make sure that you're set up properly in their system, and you should see work. And of course, I have the 100% money-back guarantee, so if you really feel, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now, my list didn't help you, and you went through and signed up to all the companies, you know, it'd be hard for me to believe unless you're in a super rural location, more than 20 miles away from your primary appraisal area, you know, that might affect your business. Another note on that is if you are located in a very rural area, more than, I would even say, you know, 10 miles from your major primary market, I would really suggest getting a P.O. box at a UPS store or something like that, and change your office location. You need to be located in the primary area you serve, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, getting an office location, even a mailbox, in the primary area you serve because you're already competent in that area. You've probably been providing years of service in that area. And the appraisal management companies will fully understand your situation. When I was living in Arizona, I lived about 45 minutes outside of Phoenix, and in the small little town of Wickenburg, Arizona, little cowboy country, population 5,000 in the summer, 10,000 in the winter, due to all the snowbirds coming down. So you might need to do that just to get more business in the primary market that you serve. There's nothing wrong with that. So. But for 2011, let's start off the year right. Visit my website, appraiserincome.com. Get a good list of appraisal management companies. If you want to exchange information, send me an email or put a comment on my website regarding one of the articles, and, you know, we'll talk. You could also give me a call. And that's, I would treat it like a full-time job. If you want to be a full-time appraiser and you currently don't have enough work, chances are you haven't signed up to the AMCs that are servicing your area. There's no way to determine which AMCs serve which areas, what fees they're going to pay, their turnaround times, you know, all that type of stuff, because it varies from region to region. So the best thing to do is, you know, just get organized and apply to all the AMCs on my list. And I guarantee you, you'll be more than busy. Well, 2010 was definitely the best year that I've had in terms of income as a real estate appraiser. I've been an appraiser for about 8 years, been working with appraisers for about 10, and, you know, even through the peak, I was super busy, but I don't know if it's just because I don't have to deal with the brokers or I don't have to focus a ton of my time on marketing. By getting approved with a good number of the appraisal management companies, my business has been busier than ever. You know, I really have all the work that I could handle at this time, and I have to turn down approximately 20 orders a week. So it's pretty amazing the amount of work that's out there. Of course, there's a lot of bad appraisal management companies out there that are trying to pay their appraisers $150 to $200 an appraisal. And, you know, as a whole, we just need to stand firm and don't be the guy that is so desperate that they're going to be way undervaluing their services, because most likely you're going to be turning in very poor reports. You're going to be upset that you're getting paid $150 to do an appraisal. Your quality is going to be down, and they're just not going to order from you in the future anyhow. So don't ever, you know, don't sell yourself short. Don't give them a chance to state that what fees are customary and reasonable or $150 in your market area. That's just not the way it is. So get approved with a bunch of the appraisal management companies. Again, you could get the book at appraiserincome.com, and I'm putting together a big list of future podcasts where I'm going to be covering details on the marketing techniques that I use to get the most appraisal business through the appraisal management companies, as well as by marketing to, you know, lawyers, attorneys, bail bondsmen. There's a ton of income opportunities as a real estate appraiser. You just need to know how to market your services properly and in a fashion that you'll be heard. And I've put together a very exciting series about marketing an appraisal management company. It'll be completely free. I'll be blogging about it as well as providing a newsletter, and occasionally I'll do the podcast with some of the information. So sign up for the newsletter at appraiserincome.com. And until next time, have a good time appraising out there.